following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, live at our Husker Lunch. We are here at Cunningham's Journal on this cool and chilly and cold and frigid. Oh, let's warm up. Come in and have a great lunch. Let's talk a little Husker football with Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star. He will be here from 12 until 1. And if this program between now and then goes off right, we're going to have plenty to talk about as well. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report is going to join us to talk high school football playoffs. We had the Class D quarterfinals yesterday, and now the semifinals are set in all of the classes, plus the six-man championship will be at Foster Field coming up on Friday night. We've got state volleyball coming up. We'll discuss that a little bit. We've also got the UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires heading into the final weekend of the regular season. But we will talk with him on our Loper Link today. Also scheduled to catch up with Nick Branning. The UNK 2003 men's basketball team is a team of distinction. This is the Elite Eight team. They will be honored at the men's home opener this weekend. And Colorado Mines comes in with a solid, very solid basketball team. And then we'll talk with Sip at the end of the program. So that's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. But we invite you to come in and join us here at Cunningham's for today's Husker Lunch. Get registered for Nebraska-Minnesota tickets, which we'll draw out next Wednesday at our Husker Lunch. Could be a huge game, depending on what happens this weekend. But Randy Bushcutter, Minnesota's got to play Ohio State, and Nebraska's got to play Wisconsin. And obviously they're both decent underdogs.
Well, now you saw how Ohio State played against Michigan State, and it's no wonder that the Gophers are a big underdog. Last time Nebraska and Wisconsin got together, it didn't look very good for the Big Red, and that's kind of a bad memory for a lot of folks around these neck of the woods. But they're going to have to play almost error-free football probably Otherwise, those folks jump around all over on them in the second half, because the Badgers are kind of the real deal. They have one of the best defenses, in fact, statistically, the best defense in the country. So Nebraska is going to really have to take care of the football, make sure they don't give up the short field, because the Badgers' offense isn't the best in the world, but their strength has been that their defense has been able to give their offense the ball on their side of the 50-yard line. Nebraska is not going to be able to afford to do that this weekend.
I just can't figure out if Wisconsin's really good or not. They seem to be playing their best football.
I don't think Nebraska's really been improving all that much here as of late. But Purdue, Rutgers, not big-time schools. You play a little banged up, you win those games. And again, this will tell us how the rest of the season goes. Again, the wheels could fall off after this weekend, which is sad to say about a team that's 8-2. You take a little shot to the psyche yesterday when you dropped three spots in the playoff committee rankings, which I think still will all play itself out depending on what happens. But problems. Nebraska just needs to keep winning. And with the new playoff rankings that came out last night, everybody just needs to keep winning. I don't think Nebraska falling three spots really matters very much at all. They get a win against Wisconsin, they're going to make up those three spots and probably a whole lot more, because there's a lot of two-loss teams that really are out of the national championship race. They're behind them. If Nebraska beat Wisconsin on the road, and then they pick up a big win against the Gophers the week after that, and then even Iowa in a high-profile game, they get the Big Ten championship game, win the Big Ten championship game, I just really have a tough time thinking that everything's going to fall exactly the wrong way to keep a Big Ten champion out of the Final Four. And who knows, it could happen, but I just really don't think it could happen. I think it's more about what happens with the SEC, because it's possible the SEC could hog two of those two spots, two of the four spots in the Final Four. Outside of that, I think Nebraska's going to be right there at the end of this, if Nebraska wins out. And that, by the way, is a huge if.
You know what, if they do that, that makes all the teams that they beat not look as good. I mean, Minnesota, you got to look at them right now, or Iowa, has a chance to lose at least two, if not all, of their remaining games. So that if Nebraska beats them, all of a sudden they're not as good in 3 weeks as they are today. Ohio State will be – I mean, it's all going to come down to that. You got to get to it anyway. But I think if you beat this weekend Wisconsin, they're a three-loss team, a potential four-loss team at the end of the regular season. Minnesota loses to Ohio State. Then Nebraska would beat Minnesota. All of a sudden they're well outside the top 25. And then Iowa's dumpster fire after the way they played last week. They've still got to play Wisconsin as well. So these teams all are going to be playing each other. And even if Nebraska runs the table, these three opponents, at least one of them is going to lose two of the next three football games.
Well, and you're right there in the fact that their resumes are going to look worse and worse and worse. But hopefully you get a team like Miami, who, by the way, put a pretty good scare into Florida State. If they can continue to play pretty well, that makes that win look a little bit better. But Nebraska's just got to take care of business. And if they have to settle for what was used to be a BCS bowl game and not be in the Final Four, I guess they would have to live with that. And that would be still a huge step forward for this program. I mean, let's not lose sight of the big picture here. And that is, last year at this time, we were thinking that Nebraska might fire their head coach, that the entire program might be going in an entirely different direction. And they might very well be a team that can beat these teams like Wisconsin and Minnesota and go all the way to the Big Ten championship game, perhaps even win the Big Ten championship game. And if they don't make the Final Four, that's not the worst thing that could ever happen. I mean, Nebraska would still be moving that program forward, and then down the road, maybe the Big Ten can garner a little bit more respect. So whoever does win the Big Ten championship would be almost assured a spot in the Final Four.
Let's do our Whipper Link right now, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. And I don't have all my toes in front of me, Jeffrey. Is Coach Squires ready to go?
Yes, he is.
All right, well, let's meet the head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Rick Squires, as they get ready for the final weekend of the regular season. And with no conference tournament, I suppose this amps things up just a little bit. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Well, it's great to have you on. We are seeing that your recruiting is going pretty well with some more local talent, but you're in the midst of a road swing here, and you played pretty darn well last weekend, especially a big win on Saturday. How about the way you're playing right now?
Well, we definitely took a step forward, which was good, because we had kind of come off a week that didn't feel like we were necessarily making the kind of progress in the late season that we would have liked. We kind of struggled through a couple of practices, and then even on Friday against Northwest Missouri, didn't necessarily feel like we played all that well, or at least not consistently well, and then put one together against Missouri Western, which was a big win, and you know, so far this week it seems like we've been able to maintain some of that momentum a little bit on into the week, which we will no doubt need as we go into the last weekend here against a couple of very good opponents on the road.
Okay, let's try that again. Coach, the importance of this weekend here for you and seeing where you are in the regional rankings, which should get updated a little bit later on today, where do you feel that you're positioning yourself, and are you worried at all?
There's still definitely some concern. You know, to use the old cliche, I don't think we're out of the woods yet. You know, I think it's maybe taken a back seat to the fact that we still have a chance to share the MIAA championship. We control our own destiny in that regard, and so I mean, you try not to think of the worst case scenario, but it is there, and you do know it. As I see things right now, and the fact that the Northern Sun has completed the first round of their conference tournament, and there were really no upsets, it looks to me like the four remaining teams in the Northern Sun are going to be in. You're looking at Duluth and Concordia, Wayne State, and Southwest Minnesota. And then there are four teams in the MIAA kind of fighting over three spots. You got to figure Central Missouri's probably got one of them. And then, you know, we're the front runner for another one, but Washburn and Central Oklahoma are right there. And, you know, a tough weekend on our part would throw all three of us into a tie and, you know, just a real delicate situation where somebody with 25 wins and five conference losses is not going to get into the tournament. So the only way we can avoid being in that is to go win at least one match and preferably a couple.
Rick, how much time do you spend talking to the girls about just how fine and how thin the margin of error is for you guys?
You know, we talk to them more on a game-by-game sense, and the fact that you're playing in the MIAA and all the matches will be close regardless of who you're playing, and anybody can play well enough to beat you if you're not at your best. We don't talk a whole lot about, you know, regional rankings or any of those sorts of things. I think they're aware of the fact that to get in to the NCAA tournament in this region, you need to finish very well in the league. Every time you have a chance to win a conference match, you need to take advantage of it. And so I think they get that. We've got a few of them that kind of follow that stuff, and you know, with all their devices and everything, I mean, I can hear them talking about scores, and they'll be watching live stats and things like that. So they probably talk about it more than I do, but I think they are keenly aware of how difficult it is to win in this league and how important it is.
We're talking with Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at UNK on our Loper Link. They had to Emporia and Washburn this weekend. Coach, I think, if I remember right, one of the struggles that you had early in the season that we had talked about was your ability to kind of secure the block up front. It looks like that was a little bit better this weekend with Bailey Sokolowski and Kelly Carver.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, it's been kind of a, you know, an X factor for us. When we do that pretty well, we can control matches, and when we don't, it just feels like, you know, we're flirting with disaster even when we do end up winning. And so it's good to know that we did that pretty well against Missouri Western. It also seems like we've done a better job blocking against teams that maybe are a little bit more predictable, who have, you know, one or two clear-cut go-to attackers. We've been able to slow them down pretty well. The teams that maybe have given us a little bit more trouble are the balanced teams that don't have a clear-cut standout hitter. And, you know, I think we'll see a little bit of both this weekend with Emporia and Washburn. I would say they both have clear-cut number one hitters, but after that, you know, they can play with balance too. So we'll have our work cut out for us there. I think we're playing pretty good defense around our block, and then, you know, if we can continue to get good offensive production out of Caitlin Thomas, who is, you know, a recent development here in the equation, she's also a very physical blocker at 6'1 and a great athlete. So it would be nice if we can get some good blocking this weekend. That will definitely help.
Rick, you already started talking in that direction about this weekend with Emporia and at Washburn. Talk a little bit about, more specifically, what those two teams bring and what kind of environment you're going to be facing on Friday and Saturday.
Well, you know, I think Friday is somewhat of a question mark. You know, Emporia is playing well, and it's I wouldn't describe it as an easy place to play, but it's not, you know, it's not tight quarters and huge crowds or anything like that. So I'm not sure what we'll get down there. I mean, they're a 500 team in the league, slightly over in the regular season. So, I mean, I think they're going to play well. They pose a lot of different challenges. They run a 6-2, which, you know, could definitely create some issues for us. And they have some veterans. I mean, they've got three or four seniors who no doubt want to end their last weekend on a high note. But they're not playing to get into a tournament. They're not playing, no matter what they do, their season's going to be over on Saturday. So that one's a little bit different than going into the Washburn match, where regardless of what happens for us on Friday, the Washburn match will have implications in the NCAA tournament, possibly in the conference standings. I think Washburn was on the outside looking in the last regional poll at number 8, which is not where you want to be. So we could have two teams fighting for, you know, the opportunity to play another week. And, you know, that one I would suspect will have a few more spectators. And, you know, 5-1 offense, some different things that they do. But you know, they're both going to be difficult. We're going to have to play really well to have a chance to win either one of them. So we'll go play Friday first and then deal with Saturday on Saturday.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to preparations. I know you've got your team to worry about, your daughter's team to worry about. I know there's a youngster signing with your team today that you can't specifically comment on. So things are going well for the local volleyball program, so keep up the good work.
Exciting times, and, you know, hopefully it's going to be a great weekend all the way around.
All right, Rick, thanks for the time and best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
That's Rick Myers, head volleyball coach at UNK, as they hit the road of this weekend. They're coming off wins for this past weekend. It's at 25-3. They're up to number 6 in the country. We talked about football yesterday. We're going to talk about basketball in just a moment with the men, Colorado Mike, coming in. The women will be on the road against 6th ranked Wayne State Friday, and then Northern State on Saturday. The wrestling team will be heading out to Greeley, Colorado, after completing at the Iowa State Cyclone Open. In cross country, UNK men are nationally ranked. I just came in this morning after a runner-up finish at the MIAAs. They're now 23rd in the nation and 4th in the Central Regional. The Lopers join Augustana, Sioux Falls, and Missouri Southern as Central Region teams in the top 25. The top 4 teams at the Central Regional qualify for the NCAA championships, which are coming up next week up in the Wayne. And we talked about where the volleyball is regionally ranked. So everybody, keep it busy. Emporia State comes in for the final football game on Saturday, 1 o'clock at Foster Field. So lots going on with UNK Athletics. And that is our Loper Link, brought to you by Rest-Med, the Toronto West National Bank, County, offering all types of loans for the FHA, VA, RV, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reason, they have the loan, at Charter West National Bank. We're going to give you a chance to win some Loper basketball tickets, talk to Nick Branning. We're also going to be chatting with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep and Court. Steve Stipple, Lincoln Journal star, Doug Gooner, Randy Bushcutter with you live from Cunningham's at our weekly Husker Lunch. Stop by and see us, 12-1 for the Husker Lunch. We are here on the Doug and Daddy Show till noon, and we'll be right back.
Opening soon, NMC, the Cat Rental Store, is honored to partner with the Kearney community with the opening of our newest rental store at 2608 32nd Street, Suite C. Cat Rental is your source for daily, weekly, and monthly rental of high-quality, low-hour cat and top allied brands of equipment and attachments. Contact us for your next rental and choose from skid steer loaders, tow behind booms, generators, and so much more. Visit online, nmcrental.com, or call 855-NMC-RENT, nmcrental.com, or call 855-NMC-RENT. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with a high temperature around 20. Northwest winds, meanwhile, stay gusting around 12 to 25. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back near 2 above for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, it's 12.
Show rolling on from our Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's, open 7 days a week for your entertainment, for your beverage needs, and of course for lunch. Nick Branning is set to join us here, a member of the 2003 men's basketball class of distinction, and I gather that almost every single member of this crew is going to be back this weekend. And Nick Branning joins me, Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. Nick, good morning. How are you? Thanks for the time.
You bet. Good morning as well. I'm just trying to stay warm. I'm not used to the snow.
Well, let's start off with what you've been up to. I know that I have a little bit of a clue, but some folks go, man, what are some of those guys doing these days? We've had a chance to talk to Savela and some of the other guys over the last few years. What about Nick Branning?
Yeah, so I guess the first year after college, I went and played in Lisbon, Portugal for a year, played basketball over there, and then came back and went to medical school in Omaha at UNMC. So I was there for 4 years from 05 to 09. I then did my transitional or intern year out in Spokane, Washington, and that was a year. Had Sacred Heart Hospital out there. And then I did my radiology residency, which was 4 years in Portland, Oregon. And just finished that up in July. So, and now started my musculoskeletal radiology fellowship at the University of Colorado out in Denver. So I'm about 4 months into that and starting to interview for jobs and finally kind of get a real job.
Well, it sounds like you're well qualified for a real job there, Nick.
Yeah, lots of training.
Doug and I don't even understand what they mean, so you're well above us. Have you been able to kind of keep up with some of the players from that 2003 team?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, we are part of a fantasy football league that we get together once every year for our draft, and so I try to make it back every year for that, and then usually get together for the Whoopers and Hoopers tournament out in Hastings in March, so try to get back a few times and catch up with everybody and usually have a pretty good showing. There's a few guys that have kind of moved away from the area that I haven't seen all that much. I saw Richard Dion up in Washington a couple times for his wedding and for a couple basketball tournaments playing with him. But some other guys, haven't seen Matt Jenkins for a long time. And Marty's now out in California. So there's a few guys that I see more often than others, but I'm looking forward to having, now, I think almost all of us back for this weekend, so it should be a really good time.
Nick Branning joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, one of the smartest guys to ever suit up in any sport, obviously academic All-American times over, and if I remember right, maybe the smartest guy in the country. That's why he can take all these classes, Randy, but Nick, we always knew that this was the career path that you wanted to head down, and you know, I'm surprised that you didn't mention your time with the Nebraska Cranes in there.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget? Yes. That a season, Marty and myself both played for a season. It was about 3 months, and that was after I came back from Portugal and before I went to medical school. So that was the summer right before I started medical school. But that was also a really good time. Pretty short season and a lot of games. So we had a really good time playing in that. Unfortunately, it didn't survive too long, but I know Richard Dion played the next year for the Cranes as well, so had some UNK representation out there.
Nick, obviously you look back on your career, and is the 2003 season, is that a real special kind of season for you, or are there other basketball accomplishments that you kind of hold just as dear?
I'd certainly say that the 2003 season, just overall, you know, the core group of guys that we had and the success that we had was the pinnacle of my athletic career. And I know that, you know, and I think that, you know, the community of Kearney has great and fond memories of the regional tournament. And that was just really unbelievable to be able to host the tournament and have, you know, 6,000 people at every game and to win the way we did, kind of with drama in every game, fall behind every game, and be able to come back and hear the crowd behind you and feel their support and come out on top. So that was, you know, probably the greatest athletic achievement that I have ever been a part of, and I'm sure a lot of the other guys on the team would say the same thing. It really was just an incredible thing to be a part of.
Talk with Nick Branning here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. They'll be back to watch the current crop of Lopers. And how much can you keep up to date since you guys left, obviously, the program in the wins and losses? Kind of hit a road bump. Part of that was the transition to the MIAA last half of last season. They really seemed to be hitting their stride, played great after the Christmas break last year. And, of course, the coaches are still the same here. How much do you get a chance to see what they're doing now?
Yeah, I certainly keep up on Lopers.com, and Peter Yazvak does a great job of basically having a lot of good information on that website. And so I try to, you know, keep an eye on how they're doing, and then I make it back for maybe one game a year. And the fact that Coach Kropp and Coach Lofton are still there really makes it great for us to come back and still see those guys and, you know, the relationships that we've had with them, and, you know, the strength coach is Johnny Larson and trainers Bill Murphy, and all those guys are still around, and it's just great to get back and see those guys. And so I certainly try to keep an eye on how they're doing. I really like Connor Baronic and Ethan Brozek. I think they're great players, and I think they're going to have a really good year this year. So looking forward to it.
Nick, what's on the itinerary that you're really looking forward to? It does not have to be an official function, by the way. It doesn't have to be an official function. What are you really kind of looking forward to this weekend?
I think I'm looking forward to just hanging out with all the guys. I don't know exactly where, you know, where we're going to be and how we're going to meet up, but I think just being at the basketball game together with the entire team and catching up with everybody and their wives and families and then kind of hanging out after the game as well. I think it'll be good again to just kind of catch up and spend some quality time with, you know, some basically my best friends. So I'm really looking forward to just that. Hopefully some quality time.
Nick Branning with us for another couple of minutes. The 2003 men's Lopers basketball team, one of the best, if not the best, of all time in Kearney State UNK history. And I know there will be some debate about that, but this is the team that made the Elite Eight tournament and went to Florida down in Lakeland. We got to go down and cover that. And obviously, Nick, it was such a great year and such a buzzsaw that you guys ran into down there in Lakeland. When you reminisce back about the Elite Eight, A, getting there, but B, how that first and only game in Florida went, how do you look back at that?
I kind of look, like you said, running into a buzzsaw. I mean, I know that, you know, we left everything that we could out on the floor, and we ran into a team that was on an incredible hot streak, and they you know, they played well, and we thought, you know, maybe it would just be that game that they played against us, but they carried it out throughout the entire tournament and ended up winning the whole thing. Just really shot the ball well, and I mean, just had a great, great run. So, you know, you're certainly disappointed that you lost, and but at the end of the day, you know that you did everything you could and really ran into a team that was just functioning at a really high level, and you just got to take your hat off to them.
Nick, you touched on it a little bit with some of the guys that you're watching currently right now. And we're in a different day and age, even in the decades since you guys played, with where scholarships are at, what the Lopers need to compete at the MIAA level and get back to the national level. And they still need that guts and blood and heart and soul of the Nebraska kids. How valuable is that to getting UNK and then still finding the right mixture of out-of-state kids that help take them to the next level?
I think, yeah, you touched on it perfectly, is you have to have those core guys. And even if they're not your star players, even if they're walk-ons that are, you know, mainly practice players, guys that show up every day and work really hard. And, you know, we had plenty of those guys on the 2003 team from – you know, Joey Cochran and Kyle Fletcher maybe didn't get a lot of playing time in games and in big games, but man, those guys showed up every day, worked really hard at practice and pushed us, you know, as hard as they could. And just, you know, seeing guys show up and give their all every day at practice, knowing that they might not get a lot of minutes, really just rubs off on everybody else and makes even the, you know, the guys who do play a lot, they push a lot harder in practice and in games and just really prepare a lot better. So I think it's a vital part of UNK basketball is to have those core Nebraska guys. So I think there's some on the team now as well that really kind of embody that character.
What are you going to operate on this afternoon?
Today is our big our spine intervention day, so we do a lot of sacroiliac joint injections and facet joint injections and epidural steroid injections. So today's our big injection day. We do a lot of image-guided procedures on Wednesdays, so I'll be working on the spine this afternoon.
All right, brother. Watch where you stick that needle, okay?
Will do.
Nick, it's a pleasure, as always, to chat with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It was great watching you play, and as we know, time flies, but I know you're still putting the ball in the hoop every once in a while, so enjoy your weekend back home this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Nick Branning joining us here. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Cunningham's, as our Husker lunch is starting to fill up. Coming out of the cold, and enjoy a great lunch here today at Cunningham's Journal. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, will be rolling in to talk a Big Red football. Amir Abdullah is back. Is he at 100%? Sip got to watch him a little bit yesterday. We'll see what he says. Wisconsin's got the number one defense. Are they truly that good? It is hard to kind of believe. It's still hard for me to believe that they have the number one defense, looking at some of the points they've given up and some of the opponents that they've played. But before we pass on Nick Branning, we've had a chance to rehash with some of these guys going into the UNK Hall of Fame and doing different things, especially Branning and Savela. But I still go back, Randy,
Where were you for the game? I know I was on press row.
I was a little bit behind press row. I got reserve tickets. We were on the baseline. Branning dished the ball to Savela. Savela, that last shot to win the regional title was right in front of us. We were just on the baseline about six rows back. And we hadn't sat down probably for at least 45 minutes before that shot was taken. It was an incredible basketball game. It is really one of my favorite sports memories of all time was that weekend, because all three games were close. All three games UNK found themselves behind and then just really found some way to gut it out. And then when that shot went in from Savela, it's about the loudest I've ever heard any crowd ever. And it was only 6,000 in that building, but that building was it felt pretty cozy that night.
And I still remember Metro's half-court shot hitting the rim.
Yes.
Looking like it was on target, yeah. Going, you cannot be – I mean, just in that 2 seconds that it took to travel the half or three-fourths of the court going, you
it
cannot
can't
be serious.
No.
They've done it to us every single time. Don't do it again.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it just put fear. I think fear was the most appropriate word at that moment. It's like it can't be happening, and
it's like
it
Keith
almost
Jackson
did.
Jackson can't catch that one-handed ball down the.
No, it can't. It can't happen. But fortunately, and unfortunately, in one case, but fortunately, it ended up being just a little bit short. And but it was right on. It was right on line.
One other question, and then we'll take a break. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star. Again, we've got comedy tickets. We've got UNK basketball tickets that we're going to be giving away here in just a moment as part of the Doug and Daddy Show. All this is going on this week. We're at state volleyball the next couple of days. I have now been here quite a while, but not as long as you watching Loper Athletics. The two Loper Athletic moments, and you might be able to help me out or have a different one, but the two Loper Athletic moments that I remember the most, because they happened at home and they happened both in the Health and Sports Center, was the Savela shot and then the National Championship Volleyball match. And it wasn't the match. It was what happened after the match, the chant that arose. And I can't remember exactly how it went, but I mean, it was just like a UNK chant after the Lopers
right.
lost the championship during the downtime when they were waiting to come back from TV or to announce the awards where UNK had finished as the national up. Those are the two that stick out to me. Damon Day's baseball team beating the number one team in the country was just like, oh, we're following it online, and oh, my God, it happened.
Yeah,
So you weren't there, but those are the two that stick out to me. You got anything else?
I do. Doug Banks, Travis Feline, and Russ Harvey had their senior year. There was a year in football where I think there was three or four games that came down to the final possession for UNK when they were, you know, this is before they were even independent, I think. And they won every one of those games but one. They missed the playoffs that year, but, boy, those games are all come down to the wire. And Banks, Baleen, I mean, just always got open. We always had those long touchdown runs. UNK threw the ball all over the place. That was a very, very fun year. They outscored everybody. Defense wasn't as stellar as they wanted it to be, but that was an incredibly fun year in football. And it was. I remember that streak of, I think, four games. All four games came down to the final possession, and I think UNK won three of the four.
And, of course, then you watch the 70s teams down at the national tournament and UNK wrestling winning at home in the national wrestling championships that they had here at the Health and Sports Center. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart of Hastings Cooler Question, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday, which of the three finalists is your pick to win the American League Most Valuable Player? No surprise that 70% went with Mike Trout, 20% Victor Martinez, 10% with Michael Brantley. Today we go to the National League. Which of these three would you pick to win the National League MVP? Giancarlo Stanton, Andrew McCutchen, Clayton Kershaw. I think McCutchen being so hot the last couple of years, but Pittsburgh not finishing this year will hurt him. Clayton Kershaw's as good as there are is out there. Some people won't vote for a pitcher. I think Stanton's going to win. I'd probably vote for Kershaw.
I think Stanton's going to win, but I think I'd vote for McCutchen. He's just really the heart and soul of that team, and they didn't go as far this year as they did the year before. But, boy, he is a five-tool player. I mean, he again, not as much power as, say, a Mike Trout, but there's not too many balls that fall in the outfield in Pittsburgh.
So vote now on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Oh, there's so many trivia questions we could ask for the UNK basketball tickets. Branting, Savela. This young kid was part of that starting lineup out of Grand Island Northwest. Who was he? 888-455-ESPN. Who was the starter on that 2003 team out of Grand Island Northwest? His dad, an awesome coach as well. Who was the young man out of Northwest? The first correct caller at 888-455-3776. We'll pick up a family four-pack of tickets to the Loper men's game Saturday with Colorado Mines. Bob Jensen when we come back.
The annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 19th and 20th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, is bigger than ever this year, with an additional building full of exhibitors ready to help your ag business succeed. Enjoy free lunches and entertainment, and register for a chance to win a new Polaris Sportsman 400. Sponsored by Aurora Cooperative, Farm Credit Services of America, and Kearney Visitors Bureau. The 2014 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 19th and 20th.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
Assisted living. Is it about help with the daily needs of living or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered or the spirit in which help is given? At Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on assisted living, give us a call at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
It's third down and six, but that doesn't matter much anymore. With only 4 seconds left, the Lions are down by 5 points, and it's do or die at the 16-yard line. The game hinges on this play. Here comes the snap. Blitz coming from the field side, and he's going to run with it to the 15. Cutting inside to the 10. Five.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of football season. Sign up for Prairie iNet Internet today to receive a $100 Visa gift card. Now you can stream your favorite TV shows and movies. Plus, when you call now, Prairie iNet will install your system for free. That's a $99 value, a $100 Visa gift card, and free installation just for choosing Prairie iNet. But this offer is for a limited time only, so call Prairie iNet for details now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the Doug and Daddy Show, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on the road today here at Cunningham's. We invite you to join us for our Husker lunch. By the way, congratulations to Kellen. He knew Chad Sheffield was the man we were looking for out of Grand Island Northwest. He gets the family four-pack of tickets to the UNK men's season opener on Saturday. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Chevrolet and its dealers are proudly offering special pricing for educators through the first of the year. Current employees of a public or private school, university, or college are eligible to participate in the new Educator Discount Program and receive a discount on the purchase or lease of a new 2015 or 2014 Chevrolet. Check out their award-winning fuel-efficient lineup to help find the perfect vehicle for you and get an additional $1,500 educator discount off the manufacturer suggested retail price. Experience it now with Chevrolet. It is there for you at your Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, and thinkmidway.com. We will be catching up with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report in just a couple of minutes. But yesterday in Class D, Randy, turnovers were the story of our two radio games. Elm Creek took advantage, forced five, and beat number one seed Creighton. Kennesaw committed five and could not take and could not overcome those against Falls City Sacred Heart.
That is always the most important stat in football. You don't have to worry about time of possession, even yardage, as it doesn't matter as much oftentimes as what turnovers do. And, you know, when we talk about how are the Huskers going to do against Wisconsin, you know, you're handicapping a major football game. The thing that's always out there, and it's the elephant in the room, is the issue of turnovers. If you can be on the plus side of that turnover margin about 9 times out of 10, you're going to win the football game. Yeah, sometimes one team's so dominant that they can withstand turning the ball over 2 or 3 times more than anybody else. But generally, if it's if you're behind by at least 2 turnovers in that turnover margin, the chances you win in a football game at almost any level are gone. Yeah, and that really evaporates when you get into, say, the state quarterfinals and state semifinals, because all the bad teams are already gone. They're already out of there. So every game is going to be fairly close. So little mistakes, and that's a big mistake. When turning it over, that's a big mistake. So those big mistakes will really add up and bite you.
Well, there was some good games that were played yesterday, though, and we can tell you that the Elm Creek and Hemingford game will kick off at 3 o'clock on Monday, and that is our Class D team that remains right in our backyard. But there were some very close games. Brooding Davenport Shickley over Heartland, 24-20. Maxwell beat Garden County, 32-28. Exeter Milligan edges Humphrey St. Francis, 28-26. And I feel for the boys down at Kennesaw, by the way. I was down there at Falls City Sacred Heart doing the game. Nice facilities, cold as everywhere else. We didn't have to deal with the snow that some of the folks maybe up at Anselmo Myrna had to deal with and out at the Maxwell Garden County game. But I thought Kennesaw was the better team yesterday. I thought if they don't turn the ball over, they're -4 in turnovers.
Right.
They were moving the ball, and Sacred Heart scored after every one of those turnovers in a 62-46 game. And Sacred Heart's very good. I think they're both very, very, very good. But I like Exeter Milligan to beat Sacred Heart for the second time this year when they play on Monday.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. And it was very tough because I was listening to the game, and Kennesaw did a great job, it seemed to be, offensively driving. They get going, they get a little bit of momentum, and then the air comes out of the blue when they turn the ball over. I mean, it really is almost a 12-point swing because, as you mentioned, the 4 times they turned it over, touchdowns on the other side for Falls City Sacred Heart. But they were marching with the ball a couple of those times. So, I mean, those are 12-point swings, and a game that ends up being about 12 points, I mean, that's huge. So if they would have been able to clean that up just a little bit, and it's unfortunate, but that is the game of football. That's how it works.
And then we move into all those semifinals Monday. A, B, and C are Friday. Of course, we will have the Kearney Catholic Boone Central Newman Grove game on Classic Hits 98.9. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 Friday night at Miles Field. We invite you to come down and join us for our Husker Lunch. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, will be in to talk Big Red football, Wisconsin, Amir Abdullah. Still room for you on this cold Wednesday. We hope you can make it out and join us. We've got plenty of giveaways on today's Husker Lunch today here at Cunningham's, and one of your last chances to get registered for the Nebraska-Minnesota tickets. Let's take another break and be back with more after this.
United, we transform lives. It's more than just a slogan. To many in our community, it means the difference between healthcare, financial stability, and education. Through United Way's community programs, over 24,000 lives will be touched by your donations. The funds raised through the annual United Way campaign will help support 41 programs right here in South Central Nebraska. Please find it in your heart to donate to this year's campaign. For more details, log on to UnitedWaySCNE.org or call 461-8412. Give, advocate, volunteer.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretan Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretan Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
At First National Bank, we believe customer interactions are based on relationships, not transactions. That's why we created First National Checking, to prove our commitment to you and the community. This is not a one-time offer, but a demonstration of our ongoing dedication to put customers first. No hidden fees, no surprises, no hoops to jump through. For honest banking with no strings attached, visit one of our offices today. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Postseason action continues this week on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The C1 State Football Semifinals with Kearney Catholic and Boone Central Friday at 7 on Classic Hits 98.9. And volleyball begins Thursday on Classic Hits. Central Catholic Concordia 1:30, Centura Guardian Angels 3:30, Kearney Catholic Ashland Greenwood 5:30, Bertrand Lawrence Nelson 7:30. On the Breeze 94.5, Giltner Crawford 1:30, Sutton Freeman 5:30, Axtell Cedar Bluffs at 3:30 on ESPN 1460, and St. Cecilia Elmwood Burdock on 1230 KHAS. Husker Lunch, live from Cunningham's. T&L Irrigation Systems. Boy, you wouldn't have to be running one of those today, Randy. It's so cold out there, but you might want to get it in and schedule your preventative maintenance.
The thing is, it would work. It would work.
Oh, well, there's no doubt about it. I'd be on my GPS right now going, stop, stop, and it'd still be running because it wants to get inside. It wants to get inside so it doesn't have to freeze up. Preventative maintenance is there for you from your T&L Irrigation Systems. Get it set up today. T&L wants to make sure you're ready to go when 2015 rolls around. Thing is, you're kind of done with harvest. I saw a few more people just finishing up yesterday, and I felt bad for them. It's cold and it's windy, and it's hard to move the corn when the things are going on like that, but they were finishing things up. They want to get done. They're going to get into that holiday season. You got just a little bit of time before you start thinking about that. Get this done because 2015, middle of January, will be here and you go, man, I want to get things ordered. I want to get things done. And this will be one thing to check off the list. T&L will get that done for you.
And obviously, the longer you take a look at it, the more you'll be sure the T&L is the way to go. So start today. Take your time. Think about it. You'll be good.
Steve Sipple, like a gentle star, joining us here for our Husker Lunch as folks continue to roll in. I know it's cold, folks, but we do have room for you to enjoy a great lunch today. Talk Wisconsin, talk Amir Abdullah, and Sip joins us from the Lincoln Journal Star. What's up, Sip?
Just talking in this microphone. Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that works.
It's like you're a rock star, man. You're on Idol or The Voice.
Yeah.
not a show you watch. Is that what I'm to take?
Oh, no. You know what? I catch it. My wife has it on. I watch it sometime.
Have you become a lot more cultured since the marriage?
The marriage? I mean, the marriage occurred almost 8 years ago.
I know.
No. You know, and Lori's into the arts, you know. I mean, she's an artist. She's a program manager at Sheldon Art Gallery, so you'd think maybe I'd be more inclined that way, but generally, she doesn't want me around the house very often. So.
Now, I don't know that I've ever – I know you've probably told me, and this goes back to the days that we first ever had you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Sheldon Art Gallery, huh?
Sheldon Art Gallery is on the campus at the University of Nebraska.
You weren't in there taking a nap, and that's how you met her. Well,
No.
Hey, there's a homeless guy here. Why don't you go talk
okay,
to him?
Okay, there you go. That's a Bo Pelini joke, by the way. He always says I look like I'm a homeless guy.
You're a good-looking cat, Sip. It's
I know.
Great to have you
I know
back
I am.
Hey, let's talk about where this football team is. You got a chance to watch practice yesterday. Let's start there. How did Amir look to you?
Well, I didn't see it.
Listen. I lied.
Well, you can't watch. All you can see is the pre-practice, and it's hard. You know, you see a guy, you don't see him doing much. But the reports from yesterday were good. You know, the Josh Mitchell says he's okay. Josh is his roommate. Tommy said he's fine. I mean, they kind of acted like it was no big deal. The fact that he suited out is good. You know, he's wearing a knee brace on his left knee. But I think that's a good sign. Now, you know, if he didn't practice yesterday, or if he had continued like the off week where he was on the field just working out, we'd be having a different conversation right now. But the fact he had fully suited out, I think that's a good sign, obviously.
Is a 90% Amir Abdullah enough Amir Abdullah to beat Wisconsin?
Yeah, you start getting into percents. Yeah, I think so. I mean, let's put it this way, Randy. I think with a healthy Amir Abdullah, I think it's a 50-50 game. So as you creep down the percentage list in regard to Amir, then you're cutting into that 50-50. Now, how much are you cutting into it? I don't know. I mean, a lot of it will depend on how the other guys around him play. But there are some things to look at beyond Amir. You know, I mean, I think Nebraska, I'm not going to ramble, but I think Nebraska can hurt them through the air. That people aren't looking at that. You know, Sewell-Horn Shelton, Wisconsin's corners, kind of had a miserable year. Their other corner's just an average guy. You know, he's kind of the guy, I guess you'd say he's like the girl you say, well, she's got a good personality. You know, you can go after their corners. And Nebraska's got the receivers going, healthy. Bell's healthy. Westerkamp's healthy. DeMorne Personnel's coming on. Watch 87. I would watch 87. Brandon Riley. He's healthy. He's, you know, the corner's going to line up and go, who's this white kid?
Yeah.
Did I just say that on the radio?
You did.
And that's all right.
And he's going to say it's not Westerkamp, so who is this kid?
Yeah, he's going to run by him maybe a couple times. So I'd watch 87 in this game.
You mentioned Brandon Riley. Nice piece. We talked about it earlier this
week
on the
show.
I know his dad.
Do you? I was wondering about that.
From back in the day.
Yeah.
How's that affecting him? I mean, deeper, even beyond what you could put in the story, he's fighting for playing time. Then he gets injured. His dad's battling cancer. That's a lot to put on any young man.
Yeah, you know what, though? If you know Paul, as you do, Paul is extremely upbeat. So Brandon is obviously he's affected, but I said, has this been a distraction? He said, no. And it's because his dad handles it so well. And I just talked to Paul this morning. Paul calls and talks about, I mean, Paul's very fired up. If you know Paul, he's a fired up guy.
He'll get up and get the weights going and crank AC/DC at 5 in the morning.
That's
he
it.
Doesn't care who he's
not
bothering.
Much different right now. I mean, it hasn't. He's going through something very difficult. It's serious.
Yeah.
He's heading into a bad period, but he's no different than the guy you knew.
Good.
I mean, he's a fired up dude, is what he is.
There's the perception right now that Nebraska the last few weeks hasn't looked very good. But
yes,
again,
well, that's not just perception.
Well, but it's also the competition that you're playing. You know, it's kind of hard to really kind of measure yourself. Plus the injuries and all that stuff. Where do you kind of see Nebraska being right now? Are they regressing, or is
that's
this the opportunity?
That's the question. That's the beauty of it. That's what we'll all be watching on Saturday to see. Because how would you know? You know, the last 2 weeks have in a lot of ways been somewhat mystifying to me. And apparently the college playoff committee took a look at it and said they don't look like a top 10 team. And frankly, they haven't. It was all kind of fool's gold, in my opinion. Because when I think of a top 10 team, I wasn't thinking of, you know, when you have we all have in our mind's eye what a top 10 team should look like. Didn't look like what Nebraska was to me in recent weeks. So I want to see that team. I want to see a team that plays like a top 10 team. You know, like maybe against Miami at times they look like that team. Go back over the schedule. Second half against Northwestern. Final quarter against Michigan State. We've had this conversation. They've looked like that team in spurts. I don't know if they can – go down to or go up to Madison and play well in spurts and win. Maybe it can. Wisconsin's not great.
Yeah, Stip, that's what I want to get to.
Thank you.
Conversely, you look at Wisconsin.
They're not great.
And they've been, all of a sudden we're in love with them, and they're playing some of the same teams or just as bad teams, Illinois and Purdue and Rutgers and Maryland out there. And maybe the eye-opener was the way they crushed Maryland, who wasn't playing bad.
That was an eye-opener.
They weren't playing bad at the time, but actually their conference schedule right now is worse than Nebraska's for the games that they have already played. Why should we be so much sold on Wisconsin?
No,
a
little bit. I mean, yeah, you don't want to make Wisconsin. We always do this, and I think probably fan bases all over do it. You always kind of make the opponent sound like the 05 Patriots. Mm. Were the 05 Patriots, they were good, right?
They were good. They were
better than average.
Can I use that in my speech here?
Yes.
Okay, here's the list of rush defenses that Wisconsin's faced. Now, LSU, 60th. That's the best they faced. 60th nationally in rush defense, LSU. That's the best rush defense Wisconsin's faced. Bowling Green, 102nd. South Florida, 97th. Northwestern, 71st. Illinois, 124. Maryland, 96. Rutgers, 94. Purdue, 89. Nebraska's 20. Let's see what Wisconsin has. You know, let's see. That's how I'd sell it if I was Bo. They've rattled up some big numbers against some bad rush defenses, and Nebraska's got a pretty good rush defense.
Heading into the season, I think the biggest question for Nebraska was Tarmi Armstrong.
I think Doug just got excited about this game.
Well, I've been in a haze most of the last 10 years. But, the last
good for you.
The last couple of days, and I even went online and looked at, because I had no chance to watch wrap up last night, and I looked at their predictions. And anytime that you pick, like Adrian Fiala, Husker Homer, picks a close win, you know you're doomed.
Ooh.
And the other two guys, Kugler and Blake, picked Wisconsin.
Ooh.
And I felt even Ooh. Worse about it. And I had a bad feeling coming into the show this morning. You have made me feel way better, Simp. As usual, you have done your job.
There you go.
Randy, we interrupted. What were you
I know, at? I know.
What were you getting at?
I was going to ask you about Tarmi Armstrong. Coming in, he seemed like the biggest question mark. Last couple weeks haven't been a stellar. Where do you grade him at right now?
Great.
Is he still growing or where are we at?
That's to me one of the maybe if you had to pick three questions, I'd be maybe that's in the top three going into this game. I don't know. I mean, I kind of expected more from him. He's got to have to rise up. You know, he's going to have to play better than he's been playing. He's capable, though. And maybe this will be a big moment for Tommy. Hard to tell, really, based on what we've seen of late. He's going to have to hit some passes. It would help, I think, him to have number 8 back there. I think that could settle Tommy. On the other hand, maybe Tommy has had time to digest that whole thing and understand, look, if he's not there, it's me now. Now, when it happened, when that injury happened, there was no time to digest that.
Right.
And that's a lot for a young kid. All of a sudden, it's my deal. This whole thing is me. You know, it's on my back. Think about it now. That's a lot. Nebraska football on your back? maybe he's had a little time to think about it and put it in perspective, and he'll come out firing. The bye week probably did him good mentally.
Yeah.
Well, Simp, we'll turn you over to the crowd here at Cunningham.
Yeah, did any people come? Yeah, few people came.
They're filling it in for you, man. They heard they heard what a good looking cat you are, and they wanted to show.
All right.
And cultured too, from what I understand.
Yeah, I read Rolling Stone.
Simp, go get us a win. All right.
Okay. It'll be fun in Madison.
It's coming up on Saturday, 2:35 kickoff, 9:30 pregame on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. That's going to wrap up the Doug and Daddy show here today. We'll have the switch over here at Cunningham's. And, Randy, I don't know if I'll ever see you again.
I have a feeling I'll run into you at some point. I'll see you Friday. Okay. I mean, you'll be someplace else. You'll be doing a lot of volleyball. I got a little football ahead of me.
That's going to wrap things up for the Doug and Daddy Show here at Cunningham's. Come on in and join us, even if it's a late lunch. Can't slide in until 12:30. Doesn't matter. Sips here until 1 o'clock, talking Husker football, Wisconsin, and answering your football questions. Slide on in and join us here today for the Doug and Daddy Show every Wednesday for our Husker lunch. Next week, we'll be back and give away the Minnesota tickets. We want to thank our folks that have joined us on the program today, not only Steve Sipple, but Nick Branning, a class of distinction, 2003, former Loper All-American and academic All-American, and a UNK volleyball coach, Rick Squires. Tomorrow, Brad Nelson will join us. Axtell volleyball coach Luke Hoover will answer your fantasy football questions. We'll also head out to Madison and to get an update on the Wisconsin side of things. It's all tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for listening, and have a good one, everyone.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.